The money from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act comes as unemployment among lobbyists reaches nearly 50%, the highest level since the end of World War II when lobbyists were drafted as cannon fodder. The money will have a ripple effect. Frank Boyle recently retired after 22 years in the Assembly. He now lobbies for the Right to Die, Left to Live Road Intersection Construction Company of INO.
Lobbyists make the system work. It's pumping the excess money into campaigns that make this whole system function. How the hell would we get elected, Mike, without accepting this kind of money?
Economic spinoff includes elected officials like Bayfield Mayor Larry McDonald. Until the massive lobbyist layoffs in Madison, he never knew what a bar tab was.
They're awfully damn expensive. You know, you buy a few drinks and away you go. It takes a lot of Rob Roy's to get some of these folks going.
Finally, getting lobbyists back on the job will allow groups to get their message out. Brian Matuzak is the executive director of the Grenade Launchers Coalition of Mozanie.
A lot of folks down at the legislature, I don't really think they know how important it is to have a grenade launcher. You never know when you're going to need one. For instance, in this recent snowstorm we had and a neighbor doesn't shovel their sidewalk in a timely manner, grenade launcher could come in handy.
Matuzak believes they can now lobby for conceal and carry of grenade launchers possibly as early as this session. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.